It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're back in Washington, D.C. We're in the Capitol and ran into the Honorable David Rouser. He represents the 7th Congressional District of North Carolina. It's great to see you.
Oh, good to see you.
You know, we've been talking now for a few years. I think this is the 8th time I've come up and yeah. done this. You've been in Congress a few more years, though.
10 total.
After 10 years, are you still optimistic? You must have been optimistic when you got here. Can you still optimistic?
I'm very optimistic for the country. I'm very optimistic, for agriculture. Every generation has its challenges, and we certainly have our challenges around the country today. But we'll get through all that. And central to prosperity in this country is agriculture. And central to a good agriculture economy is a good, strong farm bill. So we're excited to be marking one up Thursday, tomorrow, hopefully. Get it done by tomorrow night, I hope, and be off to the races.
You know, you're in a unique position because you do serve on the House Ag Committee, but you also serve on Transportation and Infrastructure mm-hmm. Committee. And really, for North Carolina, those two are key, aren't they?
Well, they really are, particularly for my district and the state as a whole. Of course, agriculture in North Carolina is a $103 billion industry, which is a pretty sizable chunk of the economy. I mean, it's our number one industry. It has been for a long time. But that's not uncommon among many states, though. A lot of people don't realize how much agriculture contributes to their state's economy and just how important it is. One thing that has always struck me, every immigrant that comes here, that walks in our grocery store for the first time, they weep because they've never seen any store have the type of abundance, fresh food at a reasonable cost, at an affordable cost, than America. And we take that for granted.
Sometimes we take things like water for granted, too.
Absolutely.
H2O. And for some who come here, they've never had the clean water like we have. Healthy H2O Act. What is that?
So in southeastern North Carolina, we've had our experience with a compound known as Gen X, which is in the PFAS category. It's not uncommon in many states, especially up in the Northeast, pretty much prevalent everywhere in the country. In Wilmington, North Carolina, which is mostly serviced by the Cape Fear Public Utility Authority, they've installed a carbon filtration system, cost them about $65 million to put in, to eliminate the PFOS and PFAS and any other, contaminant. And so the Healthy H2O Act is spearheaded towards the rural areas that have wells that may very well be contaminated with PFOS or PFAS, or in this particular case, Gen X. And it enables, puts in place a cost share program for those wells to be tested. And if they test positive for any of those chemicals, it also establishes a cost share to help pay for remediation of that problem. So it's in the Farm Bill because there's a rural development title. We thought it would fit pretty well there, and there's a program within that title that it fits pretty nicely under. So the version in the Farm Bill is a little bit different than the version of the final of the bill that I introduced, but we'll help to achieve the same end.
You're talking about titles in the Farm Bill. I think a lot of times we think of the Farm Bill as being, you know, the major commodities. We think of conservation, trades in there, and obviously nutrition. But sometimes we tend to forget about specialty crops.
Absolutely.
How important are those?
Well, in North Carolina, we have 98 different commodities grown in the state, and a number of those are specialty crops. And you know, traditionally with a Farm Bill, you focus on what we call or refer to as program crops, peanuts, soybeans, wheat, corn, cotton. And but there's a whole array of other crops that are incredibly important to food production and prosperity in America. And those are specialty crops. And so research is critically important for all aspects of agriculture, but particularly so in the specialty crop arena. Particularly, in my opinion, research on new ways of mechanizing crop harvesting for specialty crops. Labor is a big issue for all of agriculture, but particularly for specialty crops. If you don't have labor, you can't get the berries out of the tree or the vine, as it may be. And, I've been out there to California where they take that almond tree and they grab it at the base and that machinery, shakes it. Dust flies everywhere. And so, in all parts of the country, you have a significant amount of specialty crop that for years and years and years have largely been overlooked, by the Farm Bill. So we're upping the research mandatory dollars for specialty crops by about $95 million. Per year in this Farm Bill, which is a substantial improvement over current levels. In fact, the whole Farm Bill as a whole, basically, the structure is the same, not any really major change in law moving forward with what we're going to mark up tomorrow, but enhanced significantly to address the inflation issues, cost of production issues, which are directly related to inflation, obviously. And so number of areas that we needed to modify in order to bring it into the current day and age of the challenges faced by our farmers all across this great land.
Well, once we get it through the House Ag Committee, it has to cross the House floor.
That's right.
Senate, a conference committee, presidential signature.
A lot of steps.
Optimistic?
A lot of steps. I think, we'll have a very successful markup tomorrow, and then it may sit for a little bit until the timing is right. We have, obviously, a very, very narrow margin in the House, just by a couple seats, and we'll see as time moves forward, if the Democrats want to vote for a really good farm bill or if they want to hold it hostage, so we'll wait and see how all that plays out. But I think there's a strong chance we'll have a good bill by the end of the calendar year.
So good to see you. Thanks for all the work you do. And again, I usually just focus on ag, but I know you're busy in so many other areas. Thank you for your time.
Thank you much.
Again, representing the 7th Congressional District of North Carolina, member of the House Ag Committee, it's the Honorable David Rouser on today's Agribusiness Report.